Well, the reason I ask you this, Mike, is because I'm afraid that if we don't ask this question, it'll be a last minute thing, and I think that Ursula has proven that if we give her enough notice, she will prepare and she can represent the foundation very well. I'm just concerned. I mean, we have a meeting in, I guess, set up for April, but it's time now to be thinking about it. Unfortunately, I mean, if we don't, I'm afraid of what that you know, it'll be kind of a little afterthought to some people with the foundation.
Thank you. Let's hear from Athea. Okay. Let's hear from Rip and then Athea.
When we go to the board, I know that this committee, this task force, already has been painted as kind of acting on its own and attempting to micromanage affairs of the national office. How I believe the board should address this matter is in kind of a general support for the idea that Pacifica should be represented at major events that involve the national media. In fact, this organization, FreePress.net, is positioned right now to become much more of an important organizer than Pacifica has been in the past. So what I really see that Pacifica needs to meet at this or at events like this. They should be at this. They should be at NFCB. They should be at GRC. They should be at the at other events around the country where progressive media holds meetings. And so I think the board should recommend, without micromanaging, saying go here, go there, don't go here or go there, but that the executive director is given certain direction to make sure Pacifica has a presence. And the way it's been, though, it's been a burden on the archives, as though the archives is a store setting up a table at these events. And I think Pacifica should be represented as in a more broad mm-hmm. fashion as a media organization. Certainly the archives are a major factor there. But that's how I believe the board could help in building the Pacifica name within these organizations to the status that it deserves.
And let's hear from Athea.
I would support, I do support the comments that were just made. And I have a question and a comment. One is whether or not what kind of budget the affiliate Ursula has, and whether it provides for a conference attendance. And secondly, that it's clearly in Pacifica's interest, and as the board task force member, I would certainly argue for the for Ursula being present and for the organization paying for the network paying for her to be able to go if there isn't a budget and in which it's covered. And maybe even an other national board representative to supplement that, to make sure that the larger goal of making Pacifica more visible in the progressive media community began to be met.
Chandra, can I answer her question?
Sure.
Issia, there is no budget. The affiliates program doesn't have a budget. There is an allocation of $30,000 for this year, a tentative allocation, $30,000 this year for marketing and office and kind of those kind of things. That does not include going to conferences. There is no budgeted money for conferences for the affiliates program.
So I think that, can I respond to that?
Sure. Oh, sorry. It's not my call.
Yeah. I think that probably we ought to consider being proactive and look at the activities in the progressive media community over the next 12 months and come up with a proposed budget and have that submitted to the board rather than just doing things on a piecemeal basis.
And point of information, Rip Robbins here.
Yes, Rip.
I believe that in the past we've queried the executives about this, and the CFO responded that, in fact, the national office has line items for travel and conference attendance. But the where it kind of gets muddied up is, well, how does that process work? And it was explained that individuals in national office make a request to go somewhere, and the executives determine whether that request will be honored or not. So in the past, Ursula has had to make an individual request.
There's a lot of static. Is that somebody's phone?
Somebody was accidentally brushing their phone on their clothes or something. But what it is that she's had to go make these requests on an individual basis each and every time. So I believe that there should be some direction given. And what the executives have said is that, well, we can't break out budgets for every single employee in every single office. This is a national office employee. We have a national office budget for travel and conferences. That's where the money is. So if you do look in national office budget, there are line items there, and there's plenty of money there for travel. But where we need to give direction is in saying that we believe that Pacifica should be at several of these organizations and that the outreach director go. So that's where the direction would come.
This is Mike. Can I say something?
Yes, please, Mike.
I think one way to handle that in the short term for this year would be for the task force to simply ask national staff to consider sending Ursula to the conference. But in the longer term, that the task force query the National Finance Committee, and very easily, if the National Finance Committee would adopt it, could put a rider on the national finance budget to require that this conference be attended. So for the long term, you could actually write that requirement into the budget for next year. That would be the two-way, short-term, long-term way to make that happen, it seems.
Serene, for the staff?
Yes, Serene.
Yeah, I'm always troubled when specific recommendations are made. I know that there's this whole leftover discussion about the reorganization of the affiliate program and the outreach program and so on and so forth. And that has not been and cannot be really addressed in this call, because I know people might have gotten the email earlier, but I don't know that anyone new people especially had a chance to really absorb it. So I think where we sort of go to pump up Pacifica is important, but it's not just restricted to the affiliates coordinator. It's not just associated with the national program coordinator. We may actually want or find that it's a good idea to send a combination of PDs and GMs from across the network. Maybe a PD from DC and a GM from one of the California stations, or some sort of, combinations. But I don't think we should be making specific recommendations that come with costs attached in this first meeting.
Point of information.
Okay, I heard two people. So who was the second person?
Afia.
Okay, so we have Rip with the point of information, and then Afia.
The point of information is that in discussions of this last year, the CFO indicated that each station manager or each station has a budget for attendance to conferences. At last year's Media Reform Conference, there were various members from different stations. There were four or five representatives from WBAI there, and representatives from K, and I'm trying to remember if there may be a station that wasn't represented. However, we were told that the stations, the managers have discretion and can choose what to attend, what not to attend, and that their travel is covered by their own station budget, and that those are all worked out with the CFO. So, and I'm not advocating for any of these and for this arrangement, but that's what was explained to us when we brought that exact question up, that Serene, or that concept that Serene talked about. That's what we were told.
Oh, thank you. Afia?
I think that we're operating on two levels. One is on the individual local station level, and then on the second is the network level. And my perspective is from the national network level, and the question then becomes for me whether or not how do we pool the resources to maximize both, and also the role of the of this task force and its usefulness to the national board in helping to vision what kinds of policies the board will make. There's something going on, this noise in the background. Helping the board to develop policy that is responsive to the needs of the affiliates and that enhances the network itself. So I'm not sure at whether or not developing a vision or creating a budget to realize that vision is accomplished at that point, but I think that would be a useful goal. And it's certainly what I see and what motivated me as a PNB member to be on this task force. So I while at this point, the next conference coming up, I think that we need to be more proactive in our approach.
Madam Chair, Teresa, can you put me on the stack?
Yes.
Okay. That's all.
I lost the last couple of words that you said because of the static.
Simply that I think that we need to be more proactive and take a more holistic and a more forward-thinking approach to in defining our role and our relationship to the board and to the network and how we serve the affiliates.
Okay, we have two more people on the stack. Yes, I heard you. But I would like to wind up this discussion and maybe put an agenda item for the next meeting about this very issue, because we have a large agenda ahead of us. And what we might want to do is come out with a motion so people can think about it while the next two speakers go forward. We have Teresa and then we have Serene.
I move that we request that the this is Teresa. I move that we request the National Board to send a representative to the National Conference for Media Reform.
Is that the way you want to word it, a representative?
Well, I heard Rip say that if we mentioned a name that we were possibly doomed and micromanaging or whatever, so that's the way I'm putting it now, and if someone thinks otherwise, please tell me.
Okay. Okay.
Could I just want to comment at Rip Robbins here that, well, I'm not sure that we're doomed. I'm really trying to look at some long-term method of not having to constantly deal with the task force saying that the board needs to make a motion to do X, but that we should try to deal on a policy level. So I think some short-term addressing of this in the way that Mike mentioned or the way Teresa's talking about or whatever would be fine at this point, but I also think the discussion should go to the more long-term. I don't think it's doomed at all. I think it could go through. But you know it's going to engender friction from the executives who think that we're telling them how to manage their employees. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay. Well, we have a motion on the floor. So does anyone want to speak to that motion?
Well, this is Serena. I actually would like to make my comment before we move on to voting or discussing a motion. But it involves the same issue, so I'll do so now if that's fine with the chair.
Yes, it's fine.
I think it's one thing to say we would like to compile a list of major media events, alternative media events, and then indicate those at which, you know, we sort of have to have someone there. The fact that stations, and I am familiar with station budgets, and I know that each station generally has a travel line. I'm not sure that it actually is based in reality in all cases, but I've seen travel lines. And the fact that that is how we have always done things doesn't necessarily mean that's the way we always should do things. The question that I asked last year when we were discussing what was to be the proposed, not budget, but the non-budget cost allocation for the affiliate program was if in fact we have affiliates because they take programming, how much of the affiliate revenue gets sunk back into programming. So when we send two people from the archives and, you know, the national program coordinator and one or two people, you know, or the technical guy who's going, or the affiliate coordinator, out of what specific income streams are we pulling that money? You know, so I think there needs to be a clearer definition of what we need to spend money on and then where that money is coming from before we say, yeah, you know, we should go do this and we should go do that. And I think that sometime between now and March, there's the NFCB in March, that there's adequate time for this committee, this task force, this group, to take a thoughtful look at and request information so we can make an informed recommendation about what it is we need to be spending money on, where that money is coming from, and how we best serve, you know, our needs as a network, but also the needs of the people we're trying to attract.
Okay, I would like to ask anybody else. Yes.
Don White on the stack.
I was going to ask if anybody else who hasn't spoken on this would like to speak. Don?
Yes, I would.
Who's that? Okay, Dina. All right, so Don and then Dina.
And then Ursula.
Yeah.
And then Ursula.
Yeah, you know, basically the Pacifica National Board knows that this task force is looking toward the best interests of the foundation through our work around the affiliates program. And I think we need to not narrowly define what Ursula is doing as affiliates coordination, but as outreach for the foundation and raising the visibility of the foundation and being competitive out there in the marketplace of ideas and the very competitive marketplace for affiliations and so on. So I think I would disagree with Serene that we need more time to look at this and look at it more deeply, because as I understand it, during my term on the board, we identified Ursula and that department as outreach, kind of development outreach, raising visibility, as well as recruiting and giving services to affiliates. So I think we should be, at this point, fairly straightforward in making it clear that this work, you know, we may not get the votes to do it, we may not do it, but I think we should contextualize this as Ursula and her agenda of work being very, very important to project Pacifica in the marketplaces where others are seeking to have an advantage over us. So I think we should be pretty specific in our request. That's just one person's two cents.
Point of information.
Who's that?
This is Teresa. Madam Chair, is Don White proposing an amendment?
Well, you know, rather than do that, we're being kind of informal. I don't want to. I'm just throwing out the idea that our job here is to support the affiliates program and the role that Ursula is now playing as an outreach kind of development and public relations person. So I am actually arguing that we should be fairly specific in our request to the board so that she gets the money to go to this conference. And I believe that such a motion to the board can include the rationale why we think she should be at all of them that she believes are important to be at.
All right, we have two people that haven't been heard from yet on this issue, so let's hear from them. Dina and then Ursula.
Well, I really wanted to support what Afia said, which was to put it on two different levels, the individual station versus the network as a whole. And I also want to support what Don just said, because we've done this work all last year. We've defined what the outreach would be. We've defined what the budget would be. And I feel, if anything, I would counter what Teresa is offering simply by saying if the PNB would address the very thing we had put forward and address the fact that the Finance Committee just buried a year's worth of work, we wouldn't be coming to them for any motion of action that Ursula has to do. So I'm just bringing that up because I feel like this is all redundant work based on the fact that the PNB is not upholding its end of the job. And I really feel very strongly that Ursula has been in the forefront of the outreach work. She was the only one who went to the very first media conference and has gone every year. This shouldn't have to come up as a discussion yet again. This should be a continuation of work that Pacifica has been involved with. This is the fifth year. That's the first piece. The other piece is there's a lack, I just want to bring out various points. There's a lack of education on the PNB in the media work that's going on nationally. It has changed. And the PNB is holding Pacifica back rather than allowing it to move forward. It isn't Ursula or the vision of the affiliate network or the affiliate task force, all of it, to enable us to move forward. It's the PNB itself who is lacking the vision. And I think it's our job to have to educate them in some very specific ways, very rapidly, to bring them on board to what is going on out there. And I don't know quite what measures need to be taken, but I do feel that much of what's being proposed tonight is all redundancy. I'm not trying to put anybody down. Please do not take this personally. I just feel we've gone to the board, we have the vision, the Finance Committee buried it, and here we are again now making individual motions when none of this should be necessary.
Okay, I'd like to hear from Ursula, and then I'd like to move this item.
I just want to clarify one thing. I mean, this is a larger discussion, which I really appreciate your having. I just want to clarify one thing, because I started to notice two things started to kind of blend together. The NFCB is approved. Dan Siegel has arranged for that, that is already in motion. And so I would really ask that not be revisited, because that's kind of a done deal by now. I just want to clarify that this discussion started with a discussion of the Media Reform Conference, which is later in Minneapolis, and just to keep the two separate, because at this point, it would be really very difficult to go back and reanalyze the NFCB situation.
We've been talking about the Media Reform Conference. Yes.
Pardon me?
I would like to clarify. To my understanding, this discussion has been regarding the Media Reform Conference and not the NFCB. So I would like to bring this discussion to a close. What's the sense of the body at this point? How would you like to proceed with this item? We have a motion on the floor, and what's the sense of the body?
Madam Chair, this is I think if Ursula has been able to manage to get to NFCB, that until we see which way the wind blows on the staffing of B, maybe we just should put a hold on the discussion until next month.
Are you moving to table the motion till next month?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. Are there any objections to table?
I think I object.
Who's that?
Teresa.
Okay, then let's vote on this item.
Do we get any discussion?
We've been discussing it at 7 o'clock in.
You know what?
I think we have a lot on our plate tonight. We have a lot of items on the agenda, and we need to set a cap on the time of this meeting. How long people want to go for? Because I can't continue chairing. I'm just recovering from the flu, so I'm not going to be able to stay on a whole couple more hours.
And it's already after 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Yes. So I would like to bring this item to a close, and we had an objection to tabling this item to next month. So we need to vote on that. So will the secretary call the roll for the vote?
I won't have Chandra during in a committee. Does the chair vote?
I'm the chair, so I'm not going to vote. I'm acting chair right now.
Okay, Don White.
A yes vote would be to postpone until next
month.
Meeting. Uh-huh. I'm going to vote yes.
Yes, okay. To postpone. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene says yes. Teresa Allen, no. Mike Martin? We'll come back. Maybe he's on mute. Effia?
I abstain.
Rip Robbins?
I'm going to abstain as well.
Dina Colbert?
Yes.
And do we have Ursula Rudenberg take a vote?
I don't think I'm really a voting member here.
Okay, fine. So we have one, two, Mike Martin, we have three yeses, one no, two abstentions.
Okay, so the item is tabled.
Passes.
Okay. The item is tabled to the next meeting. The motion passes table. Let's move to the next agenda item. The next agenda item, written letters. Excuse me, I think somebody needs to mute themselves. Having a hard time hearing. Written letters to the, I guess in this case it would be the interim executive director and PMB members, documenting the history and value of the program. So is this a status report, Teresa?
I guess you'd say it's a status report. We sent, at our last meeting, it was suggested as something that Dina had just mentioned, that sometimes the PNB members are not up to speed as to what we are doing, that we give the PNB members a little document that outlines the history and the value of the affiliates program. I had agreed that I would contact some of the people on the PNB, the new PNB members, and, you know, bring them, hopefully bring them up to speed. Ursula prepared some of the documents, and it has been sent out today. I think, yes, it was sent out today to the task force, so perhaps people can make any corrections and comments, and if we approve it at the next meeting, we can send it out.
That's fine. Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is research having affiliates program listed as a cause for working assets, Credo members donations. That's Teresa and Dina. Who would like to report on that?
I'll report.
No action has, on my part, no action has been taken. I'm sorry.
I'll report that I called Credo. So, the reason this was brought up is that someone said that Democracy Now! Was listed as one of the charities or the organizations for money from Credo. I called them up, and I did not see that on the list of organizations. And I asked them what the procedure was, and they just said, well, make, you know, submit, come up with some information on your organization and submit it. The thing is that I'm a member of Working Assets / Credo, and I don't, in their list of organizations that you vote on to determine who gets that money, there is no listing of a quote-unquote program. What I see are some, you know, you might see something like Environmental Defense, or you might see Southern Poverty Law Center. You don't see this program of, you know, of Pacifica, for example. So I was wondering whether maybe we should ask someone at Pacifica whether they would like to submit the foundation to be a recipient of the money.
Any comments on that?
Well, I was the one who said that I saw Democracy Now! Posted on two different times, because I'm also a member. And my sense is, while I certainly would not want to say no to the Pacifica National Board, it's the affiliate network that I thought, and maybe the monies could be targeted to these new stations that are, we have 1,200 stations, Ursula said, or 1,100 of them that are waiting, you know, to hear from the FCC, and some of them need financial backing because of the religious right countering their efforts in licensing. I just think that there are ways we could utilize the monies that might be useful for community radio, for expanding community radio nationally.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I wonder if we need to get permission from Pacifica Foundation before we would submit a program of Pacifica to be the recipient.
Well,
Madam Chair.
Who's that?
Don White.
Could you speak? Did you want to answer her question?
Well, yes. My impression, and I'm no expert on this, but my impression would be that the Pacifica National Foundation would have to be listed as the recipient of the money. That is to say, there is no separate entity in the affiliates program or and so on. So if we were able to have the Pacifica National Radio Foundation listed as a recipient and then get an ironclad agreement that any money that comes in from this source would go to the affiliates program.
Okay.
That might be technically the way to do it.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would suggest that the two people that are responsible for this task continue doing the research and bring a formal recommendation next month, because it seems that it's speculative at this point and we need more information. We need somebody to talk to somebody at the foundation national office, and we need to get more information from working assets.
Teresa, I'll speak to you.
Fine.
Okay.
Nicole.
The next item on the agenda, I think we can table that because I don't believe that occurred. So then...
What is that?
Speaking to the PNB at the January meeting. I don't think Dina went to that.
I can address why I did not speak to anybody. There was no formal way for me to have access to the PNB other than for the 2 minutes that any listener could address them. And so there was no point in addressing the PNB on behalf of the task force.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Chair will discuss non-paying affiliates as PNB members issue with council. This is Rip. Could you speak to this? I'm not really sure what this is about. Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. What was that?
I'm not. Let's see. I'm trying.
Andre, do you want me to explain it?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
When we had a discussion at the last meeting about the issue of non-paying affiliates sitting on the Pacifica National Board, and Rip had said that he would speak to our attorney about that. I'm assuming you weren't able to do that, Rip, right?
No, I did want to call, but John wasn't in, but you were able to get a hold of him, and
I
understand, we're gonna have a contract written in different wording.
Yeah. So what John recommended, which was kind of what I, thought too, was that the non-paying was not really so much the issue as the issue of being able to give out free trial affiliations to people to test out whether they want to be affiliates, and the concern about if there's no definition of, there's no restriction that kind of inhibits the ability to give out free trial affiliations because you don't want to kind of create board members that you don't even know. And so John took a version of our non-fee affiliates agreement and said he would craft wording that would basically create a free trial contract, which would allow people to, have a first year free trial, but wouldn't necessarily be board members while they were, trying the affiliation out. And that would no longer be the same as affiliates who happen not to be paying at any particular time, but are part of the network.
Okay. Any other comments on this issue?
Don White.
Yes.
Well, I think this solves the problem because, remember, the problem was that there was nothing in the contract that specifically restricted. So I think what Ursula is saying in these free trials, there would be wording in the contract making it very clear that they're restricted in that one-year trial, that they would not be eligible to nominate a director to the PNB. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what it would be, and so it wouldn't be based on money. It would be based on the type of relationship you have.
Yes, but then the other side of the coin is non-paying affiliates who are not on trial will not have that written into their contract, and therefore they would be eligible to nominate even though they're not paying a fee to the foundation. Is that also true?
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, that's all.
This is Ifea. I don't understand the distinction. If you have non-paying that can be board members and other that can't be, what is the dividing line?
Because they haven't committed.
The dividing line, the distinction that's being made right now, and again, you had mentioned to me that you think there should be more definitions, and I think that would be great. We just don't have any right now. But right now, the dividing line would be a redecision to affiliate, so that a free trial affiliate is really in their first year of relationship to Pacifica, and hasn't really, because Pacific affiliate agreements turn over once a year, essentially all of our affiliates have the opportunity to re-decide every year whether they want to stay with the network or not. So somebody in their first year of a free trial period, you know, isn't really necessarily making a commitment to being an affiliate. They're trying out the service. But if at the end of the year they decide to reaffiliate, then they will have moved out of the kind of provisional free trial period. And you know, every contract that we have with an affiliate is discussed at the end of the year. I mean, there's always a process of discussion with every client about what's going to happen next year. So at that point, somebody having a free trial would be asked whether they want to affiliate or not, I mean, on an ongoing basis or for the next year. And right now, that's what we're kind of using as the benchmark. Now, it might not be the best benchmark, but it's basically what we have right now. All I'm saying is that what I'm trying to do is just say that when somebody calls up and says, well, we're thinking of taking your programming and, you know, and we want to try it out, that I have the liberty to say, okay, you know, here's a contract to try it out without, you know, committing us to putting that person on the board yet before we even know them. Whereas, you know, a year later when I come back to them and I say, okay, you know, what happened, or during the year I get to know the station, at that point if they reaffiliate, they're stating that they, you know, have decided to stay with us instead of just try us out.
If the goal is to make sure that people who serve on the board or offer for the board are committed to Pacifica's mission and are prepared to work for realization of that mission, then to make money the baseline does not serve that purpose. In fact, you could have a station that is diametrically opposed to Pacifica's mission, but which happens to have money, come in, pay money, and run for the board and be totally disruptive. Or, on the other hand, there could be a station that has no money, totally committed, and unable to fully participate in the Pacifica experience, as I think of it. So it seems to me that there needs to be a, first of all, a clear statement of what the goal is, number one. And number two, that there's a better balance between what the affiliate or proposed affiliate wants and what Pacifica needs, and how the two are better balanced so that we don't wind up with a proposal that gives with one hand and takes with the other.
Could I clarify, Madam Chair, just for a moment?
Yes, please.
Yeah, as I understand it, money is not the the baseline, because the plan that's being proposed here allows both affiliates who are paying money and affiliates who are paying zero money to elect directors. The only restriction is in a one-year trial phase where people are telling us, well, we're not sure that we want to be an affiliate, but we would like to try it for a year. That is probably not a good fertile field for recruiting directors, because they're really saying to us, we're accepting your trial year, but we're absolutely not sure at this time. We want to try it. But the minute the year is up and they say, yes, we're on board 100%, they would qualify to nominate directors even if they were not paying any money. So with the exception of that one-year trial, money is not the prevailing, you know, kind of yardstick.
So is that rule then to be applied? Excuse me, can I ask a follow-up question?
Oh, yes, please.
And then is that rule also applied to people or to stations that pay money? Because they are paying money and they're trying. So
I'm sorry, Isia.
So if the question is whether or is the lack of full commitment or a clear commitment or a firm commitment is the determiner, then it would have to apply to paying as well as to non-paying.
Can you answer that, Ursula?
It's a really interesting discussion that IFEA is trying to initiate here, I want to express my appreciation for it. There's two things going on. One is just a very simple kind of marketing situation. I'd like to be able to market the network safely. So, you know, that's my short-term goal. I think in the long-term goal, if he is, you know, introducing a very important topic, and I feel like it is a good point. I mean, you could arguably make the argument that nobody should be on the board in their first year of affiliation. It's a very good point she's making, and it points to the fact that there's probably other criteria that could be looked at. You know, the issue of criteria for sitting on the board has been a topic that's been kind of latently sitting there, and I do support, you know, the effort to try and articulate that better, and it's a good point. Maybe nobody should be on the Pacifica board the first year that they're an affiliate.
Also, if I might add, the board might have something, and the bylaws might have something to say on this point as well, and that ought to be considered. So, if I might, I would move that. I don't even know if this is, that more research is done and more thought is done about this, and then some formal proposal comes back. I would be willing to work with people on developing that.
Serene, should I start?
Okay, Serene?
Yeah, sorry, I dropped
making
off
the call. Afia, are you making a formal motion?
Yes, I can. I'll make that. I'm so moved.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Madam Chair, is she moving to start like a subcommittee to discuss the issues that we were saying here?
It doesn't have to be a subcommittee. She's moving to do research on this topic and invites other people to join her.
Is that how you want that phrased?
Yes.
Okay,
And then we have Serene who wants to speak to this.
Yeah, thanks. You know, the bylaws, and I don't have a copy in front of me now, I'm driving, but the bylaws are actually pretty clear that how affiliate stations join the affiliate directors are nominated, and there is no splitting hairs between someone who says, hey, I know your work, and I'm sure I want to be part of the foundation, and a station that says, it sounds like we have a lot in common, and I would like the opportunity to see if we want to affiliate with you on a long-term basis. So, I think Afia's motion is fine, but it seems to me that the person who brought the motion initially should have, provided the documentation that supports their theory that they have a right to distinguish, if you will, between which affiliate stations we count for purposes of the board and which affiliate stations we don't. I wasn't on the call when this first was presented. Who did in fact bring the issue to the table?
It was discussed last month.
I know I was on that call. I'm asking
yeah.
who placed it on the agenda for tonight.
Rip.
Oh.
It It was the report.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I dropped off. I missed that portion.
Does anyone else want to work on this issue, on researching this topic?
Excuse me, Sandra. It really wasn't RIP. I brought it up because of the initial conflict that it created.
Oh, well, I see his name here.
So
on
it was
the agenda.
It was really just came up kind of as a management problem, and a discussion ensued, and RIP offered to do it as the chair. So that's really how it happened.
Okay. All right. Does anyone want to work with AFIA on researching this topic?
Sure. This is Serena. I'd be willing to do that.
Anyone else?
Chandra, can I make a kind of amendment to the
sure.
Commissioner? I do think because of the history of the Pacifica National Board members, how this came about, it really didn't happen in a vacuum, and it didn't come from Pacifica. It came from a group of affiliates who felt very committed to Pacifica, and I feel that it should be heavily recommended that communication with these stations would be part of the research, because they are an important part of the affiliates program, both, you know, for on many levels, and I think it would be very important for the sake of getting a complete picture to be in communication with some of the people who kind of made this happen originally.
Ursula, would you be willing to Ursula, would you be willing to work with them on this?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry, I actually kind of object to that. I think that if every time a bylaws issue comes up, we try to recruit all the people who are involved in that two-year-long process, we're not going to get very much done. I think that our bylaws are what they are, and they are severely flawed, but that we plow through with them in the governance system that currently exists.
The affiliate program was created as the result of the activism of Pacifica affiliates. And there is a group.
Who's speaking?
This is Chandra.
Uh-huh.
The affiliate program was created as a result of the activism of certain of the Pacifica affiliate long-term members. And there is a group, and I forgot the name of that group, but there is an affiliates group. And they are the ones that formed the affiliate program and lobbied for the affiliate program to be created, and therefore they have the history and they should be involved in this, and I'm speaking in favor of that.
Point of information?
So, yes.
The way I have this written up is that E. Nagaza moved to do research on this issue, and if I understand this correctly, Ursula Rudenberg stated that the ED is going to draft a new free trial contract for affiliates stating that these provisional free trial stations cannot qualify to nominate a director to the PNB. Is that correct? Is that what we're...
Our attorney said he would make a model for us to look at.
Okay, the corporate attorney then.
John Kriegler.
Okay, all right, thank you.
So I'm not really, so how would AFIA and Serene research this then?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to complicate things. Is there a vote involved here, or are we just, you know, AFIA, are you just offering to do some work? If that's the case, I don't want to, you know, complicate things in this meeting anymore.
Well, point of information, Chair?
Yes, Dina.
In order to research the bylaws and the affiliate program, you have to incorporate the way in which it came to be. So I don't know what Serene is objecting to. So could Serene be more specific? Because there is a history, and the history is how the bylaws came to be for the affiliate program. So I don't understand, if you're researching something, how you can eliminate how it came to be.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
And since I was saying that, I'd like an opportunity to respond to some point, please.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would like
Teresa
to
and then Serene.
I would like to amend the motion that we start a subcommittee to discuss this. And I would like to be on the subcommittee.
Okay, fine. Any objections?
Well, it's not a subcommittee because we're not a committee. So it's a working group.
Okay,
but,
fine. Whatever.
A subgroup.
I'm sorry.
It's
what was the whatever business? I missed something.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? All right. So we have a group of Afia, Serene, and Teresa. And Afia, is your last name Juan Gaza?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Would everybody please note that, the correct pronunciation? Thank you.
Isn't it spelled N-A-G-A-Z-A?
No, the N is silent, correct?
That's correct. N-W-A-N-G-A-Z-A.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now we have an old business, the outreach department. Do we want to discuss that tonight, or we want to table that for the next meeting?
I move that we table it.
Thank you. Any objections? And we have new business. Summary of last year's work and unfinished business from last year and plans for this year.
Madam Chair, I think we've already discussed it.
Okay. Are there any other items for discussion tonight, or shall we move to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I said that the summary of last work has already been stated, and we have moved to table the unfinished business to the next meeting. Am I correct in understanding that?
Well, yes. You just asked to move it. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry.
Okay.
Sandra, there is. I would like to ask real briefly, what kind of information? Any ideas on what people? What kind of information they want from me. We did put together this historic, I put together a draft of a historical description of the affiliates program and the task force that includes some of the, the past motions and ideas of the affiliates task force. But I really feel strongly that I want to provide everybody with everything, all the information they need. So I was just wondering if there is anything that people in this group can tell me that they would or would recommend that I provide to them beyond that.
Anybody want to answer that?
Chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry I couldn't come on earlier this evening, but in last year you had initiated an introduction to various affiliate stations at the beginning of each affiliate task force meeting.
Uh-huh.
Was very inspiring for all of us and helped.
You want to pick that up again?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be great. I would definitely support that.
I guess people will just ask me as it comes up, but so there's nothing else that anybody wants right now.
I would suggest that people review the materials that you've sent out and that they communicate by email to the group if they want additional information prior to the next meeting.
Okay. And I really sincerely, I mean this very sincerely, I encourage everybody on the task force to please call me and speak with me about any, questions or ideas they have. I'm open to communication, and I feel like, it's really important to help you understand what is going on. I mean, one of the reasons why, I have concerns about it is because what we do doesn't just affect, ourselves inside the network, where it affects the people outside of the network a great deal who are clients also. And so, there is a tremendous need to deal with this with care, because it's not only what we're doing to ourselves, we are dealing with a large number of clients. And so please use me as a resource for any information you would like.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Don White here.
I move that we adjourn.
Let's hear from Don before we adjourn, please.
Oh, this is just a question of curiosity and so on. But Ursula, would it be possible for you to estimate or project what percentage of the United States is covered by affiliates of Pacifica? Now, by that I mean, I think it could be quite a stunning thing, because, you know, I'm from the Pacific Northwest originally, and now that RIP is going way up the river toward Winthrop, and then when we have affiliates along the West Coast and through the South now and so on, I mean, at some point, just for fun, at one of our meetings, why don't you try to project or estimate what percentage of the U.S. is covered by signals of our stations and affiliates?
Careful what you ask for.
Yeah, that's right.
We might be closer than we wish we were, but I'll be happy to do that. By the way, when you were asking about new affiliates, some of our former affiliates have, besides RIP, have upgraded. We have several internet radio affiliates who are now have radio stations. And the reason I thought of that right now is because one of them's in Boise, Idaho, which is a really fabulous that we have community radio in Boise, Idaho now.
Right. And even if it turned out that it's 50% of the United States or something, it still would be quite inspiring to people.
Your dream's gone.
Oh, really? Okay. Well maybe
know,
I'll drop.
It would be a great project to see, but, you know, I mean, Beauty Radio is still David and the Goliath, but
yeah,
it's a wonderful
that's true.
Project. Let's look at it, see what it, maybe it's better than I think, you know?
Okay. Okay, I now will vote to adjourn if anyone
okay,
has a motion.
Rip Robbins with one closing comment, please.
Yes, Rip.
Just to indulge, put me just for a moment. And that is because I wanted to say that I'm heartened at the interest of the members that are on the call tonight, and I certainly appreciate it, and I'm speaking to ones who have been here before and especially the new ones, because I know Afia and I are affiliates and come from the outside, but the directors and former directors who are on this call are so important, because what I've witnessed in the past couple years is how the station representatives are so consumed by the business at home that they kind of see the affiliate program as something going on the side. And similar to the way the stations tend to treat the archives, it's kind of like it's a separate little business running on its own. But we know the affiliate program is not just that, and it relies heavily on the involvement, I think, of the national office and the board to set direction, because of how it extends the reach of Pacifica. So I'm certainly encouraged by this call, and I hope that directors who have influence this year can try to get that message through, even though I know there's so much important home station business at hand. So I'm just hoping that we will have more involvement from the board of directors this year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hear, hear. And on that note, shall we adjourn?
Indeed.
Okay,
thank you, everybody. Good meeting.
Thank you.
Okay,
good night.
Good night.